They rap in their native ethnic Bulad language about police taking bribes, a government that has forgotten its youths, and recently about clandestine migration. Local officials deny harassing the group, but the rappers say police still shut down their concerts and raid music stalls that sell their latest CD called Gongu, which means truth in Bulad. The group's leader, Mar Ba, says the three musicians are still reaching fans.
We will stop performing when there is no longer anything to denounce, but until then, we will keep speaking out.
They live, work, and perform in the roughest neighborhoods in the country. They shun concert halls for youth community centers and backyards like their own. These places have no electricity. Water deliveries by donkey carts are infrequent. Jobs are scarce. The rappers saw their crafts thin out last year as men began leaving Mauritania illegally on boats headed for Spain. The rappers fought back. They recruited concert-goers for a video about clandestine migration, a topic touching more and more African youth. Unemployed fans volunteered to be in the video, which tells a story about friends who disagree on whether or not to risk the trip. Rapper Mar tries to convince his friend Lamine not to make the 1,000-kilometer sea crossing in a used fishing boat. Ba asks his friend how he can make the deadly trip as a Muslim, since suicide is considered a sin in the Quran. Lamine answers that Ba does not know his life. He raps about his shame of not providing for his family and not being able to marry. The group's third rapper, Usman, advises Lamine to accept God's will rather than give his money to mafia-like boat organizers who profit from misery. The video ends with a plea to parents to not compare their children to others who have more money, which shames them into making a deadly journey to defend family honor.
On était en concert, on a joué le morceau clandestin, ça les a touchés.
Concert goers really like our song and are touched by it. But they are still leaving for Europe because life is so hard here.
But even if they just touch one person, they say their song will have been a success. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Nadibou, Mauritania.